Coming up on today's show, we have the latest Disney news and rumors, and we'll dive into any other interesting tidbits that we may come across. That's coming up today on Traveling with the Mouse. Welcome, everybody, to Traveling with the Mouse. This is episode 449, and I am your host today. I am Jason. It has been a long time since I hosted, but I am not going to do it alone. I have brought along two of my favorite co-hosts. First, we have Adam.
What's up, everyone?
That's me. How are you doing this evening, Adam?
Doing well. Very well.
Good. Would you rather be at Disney right now?
I would, because I have no kitchen in my house, but other than that.
Okay. But that's kind of always the case, that you would love to be at Disney more.
Yeah. Of course, okay. There's no kitchen in Disney hotel rooms unless you're DVC.
That's true. Well, in addition to Adam, we also have John.
You got to dig a little deeper, find out when Tiana's opening.
That's right. We are anxiously awaiting still the opening date of Tiana's Bayou Adventure and the pass holder previews. At least at the time of this recording, there has been no dates announced. We were hoping that somewhere in early to mid-June so that we could maybe make it. However, as the days creep along, it's starting to seem less and less likely that that is going to happen.
Right. We've talked about
Adam,
this.
You have a trip coming up, though. Doesn't look like it's going to get a Tiana's preview for sure, because that is a Memorial Day trip. That is definitely out of the question, I think, at this point.
Yeah, it's not going to be Memorial Day. I would have to go back after that. That's going to happen.
Could potentially be Memorial Day for preview. Not likely that they would
I think
that
they would
announce
the preview by now.
Unlikely, yeah. Yeah, right before this, we were looking at Tron's preview. I guess that was the most recent one. And February 16th was the day you could book them for early March, so it was about 2 weeks after that, I guess.
Right, but had they started cast member? Because cast members went first for Tron.
Yeah, they had already started cast members at that point, I think.
Yeah.
So.
Well, there have been people on it. I assume they were
true.
Right.
But those are Imagineers.
We would have heard about it
but
if it was
they
cast
are technically
members.
Cast members.
Well, if there's cast members, then one of these fights would have gotten in somehow.
I mean, Josh Tomorrow may have written it. I don't know.
You never know if Josh Tomorrow's written it. Maybe they brought Chapek in to write it. You never know.
Well, apparently Bob Iger wrote it and said it was boring. That was one of the things about, what, 4 or 5 months ago?
Remember he said it was what?
Boring. That was one of the news stories back in...
Really?
Maybe they spruced it up because of that, but... That was a news story like 6 months ago, maybe.
You know how Iger is. Always a tough eye for things, right?
Who knows if that's true either, but...
Right?
Well, stuff like that could make a difference, I guess. I do remember, this is going back a ways, but whenever they first changed Imagination, right? And their first incarnation, we'll say, of the new Imagination... which didn't have Figment in it, right? Didn't feature Figment. But it was open for not very long before they changed it. And one of the reasons Michael Eisner rode through it and basically said, this sucks. You guys got to change it. You got to make some adjustments here.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, a couple of other holidays to celebrate. May the 4th be with you all.
Indeed. Revenge of the 5th.
How are you planning to celebrate your May the 4th?
May the 4th, Revenge of the 5th, and what do we do for the 6th?
Well, the 5th is Cinco de Mayo, so...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Cuatro de Mayo. I'm going to have a Cuatro de Mayo party.
Okay.
Are you now?
I wanted us to flash back a little bit, because it is, you know, early May 2024. Remember, 4 years ago, of course... We were in the throes of COVID, but do you remember what the big scare was in early May? Can you remember which part of the COVID journey we were on in early May?
No. Drinking bleach? I don't know. What was our?
We entered the murder hornet phase.
Oh, the murder hornet.
The murder hornet phase.
Right.
How could I have forgotten the murder hornets? Yeah.
It got its 15 minutes of fame.
If COVID didn't get you, the murder hornets will.
Right.
Yes.
I was like, why are you concerned about the murder hornets? You're not going outside. Oh, wait.
Right. No, that's when it was like, no, it's okay to go outside, but you have to still wear a mask, and then you're going to get killed by a murder hornet. So just
like,
stay
inside. He's like, you can go outside if you want to, but I'm telling you, there's murder hornets out there.
Exactly.
Stay inside, drink bleach, and wipe out all your mail with, like, Clorox wipes.
Anyway, how far we've come.
Before we dive into the park news, I wanted to congratulate, since I haven't been on the show in a while, and I'm one of the segments I always bring up, Nate Jepson 11 on Twitter is the handle, completed the Every Ride WDW Challenge with Heart Ticket on April the 30th, posting a near perfect. I didn't watch the run live, but looking at it, it was a pretty flawless execution I could see.
Really?
Opened with a full grail of Animal Kingdom, finishing by 9:30, only using a Lightning Lane work. Safaris, hopping to Magic Kingdom just to pick up People Mover, Carousel of Progress, Riverboat, and Railroad. He did not ride the rafts because this is every ride. Right? Then hopping to Epcot and doing a full grail using 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It looks like 7 lightning lanes at Epcot, 1 individual lightning lane, and single rider. So just crushing it. Then going to Hollywood Studios and grailing it using 6 lightning lanes, an individual lightning lane, and a single rider line. And then coming back to Magic Kingdom by 8:13 p.m. to grail the rest of it out, finishing just before midnight on Tron.
Wow.
So 50 rides. Nate Jepson, I don't know if this person has run before, because it's not someone I've followed before, but I mean, if this was his first attempt, that's a fantastic attempt. Fantastic. Yeah.
Completion. That was using deluxe hours?
Yeah. I was wondering if we were going to be seeing more attempts starting again, considering the park hopping restrictions have lifted, and there have been more long days returning back to Disney World. So, pretty exciting.
It's that time of year where it's a good time to do it.
Well, I saw I forgot which site it was on, but a story talking about, like, Rise of the Resistance and its wait times, how it's changed already over, I don't know, how long has it been since it's been open? Like 19, so it's been 5 years. What they gauged it on was May the 1st, so a couple of days ago, right? A few days ago. And there was a point, they did it like hour by hour, what they saw the wait being. So it was, of course, it was a little on the high side at the beginning. It only reached about as high as about maybe 60, 65 minutes. But the low point, this is during the day, not near the end of the day. It got as low as 30 minutes around midday.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, it's because by the time, it never has long enough for people to back the lineup before it breaks down.
Right. Yeah, if it actually
now, there were some times when it wasn't, when it says not operating or something like that. It did say have a couple of those in there, right?
I mean, it's a 30-minute wait plus an hour and a half wait while it's down, if you're in line.
Well, at least 45.
Maybe it's actually being more reliable. I mean, apparently those gunners really suck the life out of it. So since those don't work,
yeah, that gun room effect was really cool, but they just killed it forever.
Yeah, it's like why was that messing up the whole ride? Yeah,
what makes you think, right?
Right, they've slowly scaled that back. Like, well, not slowly, they completely stopped doing it back now. Yeah,
it's like these used to move. I don't believe you.
It's the Busby Berkeley scene of
right. Like there's plenty of attractions that have something like that happen, right?
Yeah, the Yeti, obviously.
There you go, the Yeti. That's a good example.
Yeah.
Right before we started recording, at least I hadn't seen it until right then, it had just dropped the map for Disney's Lookout Key at Lighthouse Point has dropped. So
someone dropped
taking a look to see what that looks like.
And you picked it up and you're going to...
Show it to us. No,
so I don't know if you guys have seen it yet, but pick it up and look. It looks like the ship is going to only maybe be viewable by the cabanas, because it looks like the cabanas are right there by the ship.
Mm-hmm.
But then you take what looks like maybe a shuttle over to the main area where all the rest of the stuff is and the family base. So you won't have a view of the ship there, it looks like.
I mean, look.
So right there where the ship is, where you walk on, it looks like there is a charter boat check-in area, a smoothie shop, first and last chance stand. So that looks like that's the shop. And then there's a set of cabanas. So the Mabrika Cove cabanas are available. Okay, so you got one set of cabanas right there in that beach. Then you could have a pretty long tram ride into the main hub,
Lookout
Key, which is not facing the same beach at all. It's facing the completely opposite side of the island.
Yeah, so yeah, there's no cruise ship in the distance, as you said,
right
when you're in the main area.
And the family beach is adjacent to Serenity Bay, right? So there, it looks like they're basically just right next to each other.
Hmm.
There are Serenity Bay cabanas up there, but it does not look like there are cabanas on the family beach itself. So if you're doing a cabana with your family, you're off away from everything.
Yeah.
Unlike Castaway Key, where you're thing. Like away, but you can still walk over and do some of the slides.
Main stuff,
I'm assuming they're going to have slides or something. I can't see. I don't know if they have that out there. Rush Out, Gush Out, Family Water Play, Play Pavilion. So they haven't put in here if there's going to be any slides, but you know, if they're over there on the family beach, a tram ride away.
Wow.
It's an interesting layout here.
Looks like you could bike that trail instead of tramming it, but that would be a very long walk if you were going to walk it. But
yep. The other thing is barbecue is still there. It is not cookies. It is true barbecue.
Hey.
And true to barbecue.
Okay.
So still with the barbecue, but different name.
But of course barbecue.
Of course.
Has to be.
That's what we do nowadays.
Blue Hole Bar.
So I guess technically, since they did barbecue on the cruise line initially, that is where it all started, right? So now, I guess it really started with the cruise line, the barbecue infatuation.
Wow.
My initial reaction is I want to see it, but I like the Castaway Key with the ship off in the distance while you're sitting on the beach.
That is cool, yeah. You kind of, I guess here you feel like you're in another world almost.
I guess it could work, especially since a lot of the cruises will probably make a stop at both islands.
Yeah, right? I would love to do that itinerary with just the two islands as the stops.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
Trying to see if there's anything else on here that might be of interest. Obviously, they have a walking path. They have plenty of bars, which is good.
Yeah.
It's a beach. Teams. Bicycle rentals. You don't get the bicycle rentals till you get off the tram.
So you can only bike back?
I don't think you can bike the tram path. You can only do the... you can do the bike path.
No, I was going to say, there's got to be a trail.
Looks like there's a path to the side, maybe, of it. But
yeah, so you could bike that. And it looks like there's a bike path that goes up north to somewhere that's not pictured.
Yeah, I see. Or you could go down to the south.
To, like, the lookout point.
Point.
Which is probably south. Why it's called Lookout Key.
Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah, it says there's a historic landmark down there.
Apparently.
Interesting.
Is that where they're going to put the statue of Bob Chapek?
Yeah. Out to sea.
Yeah. Anyways, interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. That's going to be fun to see when that finally opens.
Yeah, they showed construction pictures. That's what I thought you were talking about originally. I saw a few of those. It looks like it's getting there. It's supposed to open next year, right? Is that...
No, it's actually scheduled to open June 6th.
What? Doesn't look like it's ready for that.
Well, I mean, unless I'm getting old information, I thought it was supposed to be June 6th, first sailing to Lighthouse Point will be a 3-night cruise from Fort Lauderdale on the Magic. That's June. So.
Looks like they've got some more work to do on the pictures that I saw, but.
Yeah, it still says open June 6th, 2024, so that's not long.
Wow. Okay. Hmm. Well, the pictures don't look like it's ready yet. Maybe they'll do a lot in a month.
I wonder how close it is to what Joe Rohde designed.
Right. Or how much they scale it back.
Yeah.
I'll have to go look at the original concept art and see if it matches.
I figure, let's see. No, Joe Rohde pretty much had this in place before he left, right? So, I mean, surely they would.
Well, he probably had designed a lot more than they decided how much they were going to actually do.
I mean, I would like to think most of the people that worked on it anyway, you know, respected him enough to carry out the wishes as best they knew how.
Huh.
So, Adam, pivoting a little bit, you have a trip that you're in theory taking for Memorial Day.
In theory.
Yeah.
In theory. Possibly. I mean, he is working on a kitchen in his house that may derail things a little bit.
Depends on how smoothly that goes, yeah.
At the conclusion of your trip, are you going to be taking advantage of the bounce back offer that they have now extended further?
Tell me more.
So guests can save up to 35% when they book their next Walt Disney World stay within 7 days of their current checkout date. And they've added 2025 days into the bounce back offer choices.
Interesting.
So when is the marathon or half marathon that you're doing?
January 11th.
Okay. It's not, you would have been able to do it if it was January 13th through the 16th or January 2nd through the 8th.
I figured they'd skip marathon weekend because they know everyone was coming that weekend anyway.
I was about to say, yep, you should have known that one.
Should have known.
Yep. Speaking, so,
they have no incentive to get you to come there on marathon, the marathon itself.
Yeah. They already know everyone's going to be there anyway, so.
Ends up being 35% for deluxe, 30% for moderates, or 25% for values on these dates.
Not terrible. It's not bad at all.
So just start chaining your visits together, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I might do that. So what date's in 2025? It's anything after marathon, essentially?
Oh, it looks like a lot of weekday trips.
Yeah.
Okay. A whole month of September is on there. It's a whole bunch of dates, but, you know, there's some decent options there if you're looking to go ahead and get the next trip booked.
Maybe.
They're having trouble, it seems like, filling up over the next remainder of the year and going into next year, a little faster booking than they're probably used to.
Right.
Might have something to do with how expensive it's gotten to go.
Yeah. Could also be the prepping for next year being soft year, most likely.
Yep.
Speaking of Run Disney, I have a gripe.
Okay, let's hear your gripe. Let's hear your gripe, Adam.
So, this is the first time I've ever dealt with, you know, signing up for the Run Disney, which I know most people who already have probably are preaching to the choir. But just like everything else, it's very difficult to get a spot. And I was going to be running with a friend of mine who's also named Adam, and I, about a month ago now, got in the virtual queue, blah, blah, blah. 90 minutes later, I was able to get a spot for me, but my friend Adam did not get a spot. He was about 10 minutes behind me, and it was full before he could book it. But, of course, with anything, you do some research and, you know, Disney opens up spots just randomly here and there. So it's opened up probably about 4 times since the last month, I guess. And I've gotten into the virtual queue like 3 out of those 4 times. And it was booked up before I got out of the queue today. It opened up. I immediately got in. I was filling out the form. It looked like everything was good. I go to pay. I hit register, and it goes, oh, it's full. So I even called them, and I'm like, I'm sure you get this call a lot. And he was like, yes, we do. He's like, there's only a few spots that open up, and You just didn't fill out the form fast enough. Somebody, whoever got the last spot, got in right before you did, obviously. Yeah. So I'm just like, okay, but if you let me in to register, like, you should at least hold a spot for, like, 2 minutes or something. Like, let me fill out the form. Because I have to fill out a ton of information before you can book it. Like, I can understand, oh, you're in the virtual queue. Oh, it's full. You didn't get in. But if you let me get to the registration page, right? Even Ticketmaster holds a ticket for you for like 8 minutes, right? Something like that.
Right.
Why can't they, like,
if even you... Ticketmaster? Right. Ticketmaster, like one of the most evil companies
out. Yes. And Disney can't do that. So, of course, the guy had zero sympathy for me. But yeah, I'm just like, if you let me get to the registration, then at least hold a spot for me for like a couple of minutes. To let me fill out the form, but nope. I have to like blaze through that as fast as I can too, just to book it. So
you should know from their virtual queue system and and everything else that doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't. Which, I mean, I've been lucky enough to get the pass holder previews a lot, but I think I missed one of them. I forgot which one now. It was one we didn't get.
And then there's one that I Guardians, got in, maybe? And it was just not... Moana or something. It was, the dates were just awful.
Yeah.
Guardians didn't last no time. Well, like, it was not very well done. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. Was it Guardians we missed? It may have been Guardians.
But it was.
Yeah, that was the one we tried, and it just... Nothing was left by the time we got... But for the most part, I've been able to get those, but the Run Disney registration, especially if you're filling someone else's information out, like I have to like type it. Like I don't, it's not like saved. Like,
what?
Right. So it took me, I'm just going to have to like put my information in there and then hope I can change it later. I don't know.
If I recall, wasn't it a lot easier to do the previews for Tron?
Tron wasn't hard. I got in on the first day, I think. So I don't know. I don't remember, but it wasn't difficult.
Yeah.
Galaxy's Edge was easy.
Well, Adam, it sounds like your complaint has been registered.
Yeah, right. And they do not care
Registered with?
Yes.
I'm pretty sure that the head of Run Disney listens to our podcast. So I'm sure it will be resolved momentarily.
Yeah, they'll just give me a spot randomly.
It'll be resolved momentarily, just like the monorail doors.
Yeah.
Monorail Blue is under refurbishment, by the way, Adam, just in case you're wondering.
That's good to know. They're all doing a second round, or what is it, third round of refurb to the monorail. I was just to put a button on that Run Disney thing. There is a Twitter account or X account that gives alerts anytime the registration for any event opens up, and so that's what I've been using, and as soon as I get that alert, I have it bookmarked to where I just go straight to the registration page. But I forgot the Twitter account. It's like Run Disney.
Why would you advertise that when you're competing against
everyone? Yeah, because it doesn't matter. Like, the people who know already know anyway, right?
So, right. It's the Run Disney people is already niche, right?
Exactly, yeah. So they already know.
No.
Right. Yeah. So the ones who know already know. And yeah, it's just Run Disney Alerts is the Twitter handle. But you got to be, honestly, you have to be faster than that, because usually by the time you get in, it's already full. Like by the time you get the alert, you have like 5 seconds. Anyway.
Oh, well.
Sorry. I just had to rant.
Thank you. Thank you for your review. We will consider it and get back to you momentarily.
Yeah.
With no sympathy.
Exactly.
Thank you for calling Disney. Have a magical day.
That's the conversation we've had. Disney doesn't have to. Like they don't need to give sympathy to anybody or any kind of
that misses out on something? Yeah, I know.
Right. It's like, so what? There'll be two people to replace you with, so we don't need you.
Trust me, I remember the missing out on Rise. So,
yeah. Oh, right.
Maybe a few more things for us to chat about. Maybe a few more things. I don't know. I haven't watched this, so I was going to see if we could get a reaction out of this, if anybody has. Maybe from you, Adam, if you've seen it. The Mufasa trailer. Have you seen it yet?
I haven't watched the trailer yet. Maybe we should pause and watch it together.
I don't know.
I mean, Mufasa was my favorite character when I was a kid. Lion King was my favorite by far of the Renaissance era.
It was probably the peak.
Yeah, it definitely was the peak. It was the Frozen of the Renaissance era.
So if it's the Frozen, what's the Little Mermaid of the Frozen era? Put Rapunzel, maybe?
Yeah, probably. Tiana? Or Tiana, yeah. Could be that one, yeah. Princess of the Frog, possibly. Where's Mufasa trailer? I'm trying to find it.
So wait a minute. Is this animated? I don't even know.
It's live action.
No, it's live action. Okay,
well, I'd rather not.
Is this Favreau again? Doesn't he do those?
Doesn't he do what? Live action?
Yeah, he did the live action, like Jungle Book and Lion King, didn't he?
Lin-Manuel Miranda's doing the music.
If that's the case, he needs to stick to Star Wars. I'm just saying.
A lot of people love these live action.
It's directed by Barry Jenkins, produced by Adele Romansky, Mark Surak.
Okay.
Executive produced by Peter Tobiansen. And then, of course, it's music by Lin-Manuel Miranda.
So they've already moved on.
You mean they brought Lin-Manuel back?
Mm-hmm.
Seeing as how they didn't use him, what was it they didn't use him in? Wish and something else.
Yeah, which they should have used him for Wish because a lot of people didn't love that movie or the songs either.
Well, I don't think a lot of people went to the theater to see it, but that's just kind of the trend nowadays. You really have to have a really attractive feature in order to get people to go to the theater now. They just wait until it's on Disney Plus.
Have they gotten James Earl Jones to do an AI voice, like, of his voice yet so that he can live on forever as Mufasa and Darth Vader?
I guess.
Were
you just saying, I gotta question something a second. Were you just saying people loved the live action, those two in particular? Because I didn't think anybody, all I heard was people crapping on the ones that involved the animals.
Well, they did well, didn't they? I thought they performed well at the box office because there was two Jungle Books, right? Wasn't there two Jungle Books?
There were live action?
Didn't they?
Am I wrong?
I mean, I'm watching the trailer now. It looks cool, but it's not something I would go see in theaters, you know?
Precisely. That's why I was just talking about all these look at.
All right.
Which, truthfully, have you seen Wish? Well, no, we were just talking about Wish. Have you guys seen Wish?
I haven't.
It's actually, you should give it a chance. I mean, it's like, again, like I said, it's nothing that was going to motivate me to go see it while it was still in theaters, but now that it's out and I've watched it, I'm like, it's actually good.
Right. Speaking of theaters, I was talking about that earlier, but Phantom Menace, 25 years ago, I thought about going to see it again.
Maybe. I remember, like I told you in the chat, I think, I saw it like three times back then, so I think I'm good.
Right. Well, I mean, I've seen it a lot since then too, but
yeah.
Didn't we also see that I saw someone noted that they were going to do a marathon at the Disney Springs theater,
like
they were going to play all nine in a row.
Oh, that'd be cool. Well, in a row. That's a lot of hours.
Yeah. AMC, Disney Springs.
Now, how long is that?
Well, what are they average? They average a little over two, right?
Yeah. So it's like 24 hours.
Some of them are longer.
Yeah. The most recent ones are like two, almost 3 hours each. I'm like, good Lord.
Yeah. So this is, fans have the opportunity to celebrate the 25th anniversary of Star Wars Episode One by seeing all nine episodes of the Skywalker saga in theaters. Guests attending this premium event will receive a special limited poster and a free small combo. That's all you get for 35 straight hours.
How long is it? Oh.
It's forever. Okay, so here's where you could see it, although by the time this happens, by the time we release this, it will be over.
I know, but what you're
it is. Disney Springs is showing it. In California, they have one in Mission Valley. Kansas has it. Virginia has one in Tyson's Corner. Colorado gets it. Illinois gets it. And New York gets it. So,
really? I want to just go see Phantom Menace. I do have good... I do have fond memories of this movie because this was the first Star Wars movie I saw as like a youngling.
As a youngling?
In theaters.
And you survived.
Yeah, right, I did.
And you didn't go see Revenge of the Sith.
Yeah, exactly. Good. I was older then, but I was, what, 13? 13? Yeah, when
that sounds about right.
Came out. So the total runtime of all nine films is 20 hours and 39 minutes.
I wonder how much of a break they're going to do in between each movie.
Do you know which one is the shortest?
Of the films?
Of all nine?
Empire?
I would assume the first one, right?
Yeah.
Or maybe Jedi. Is it one of the first ones?
New Hope is 2 hours and 1 minute.
Then I would assume whatever the last one is the longest one because... Hollywood just keeps making them longer, right?
It's actually Last Jedi is the longest.
I gotta say, that doesn't surprise me.
2 hours and 32 minutes.
It was pretty torturous.
Yeah. Anyway.
All right, so that's what I'm doing tomorrow. I'm gonna go walk all day.
20 hours and 39 minutes of Star Wars.
All right.
Yep. There it is.
I don't think I could do that.
I don't know if this... I assume this is the special editions. I don't know.
Of course. No one ever goes back and does the originals of the...
Right.
Of the original trilogy.
It's like, I'm sure they're like, runtime.
Yeah. It's like banned from being seen, though.
Right. Yeah, you have to like go find bootlegs of people who have restored the original version to get...
Pretty much.
Unaltered original. Have they made... Did they... do any changes to Phantom Menace? I don't think George Lucas ever got to that point where before he sold it off, where he changed the Phantom Menace or the prequels at all.
Right, yeah, he didn't get an opportunity.
He probably would have. I think there's definitely some digital effects in Attack of the Clones that could have been better. I was actually impressed with Phantom Menace, though, when it came out.
That's a time. It was a little too CGI heavy. Although I don't think people viewed it that way at the time, though. But it just got worse with Attack of the Clones, with the CGI.
Yeah. I was watching this week in Star Wars, and I had never really thought about this. But remember in the original, you know, this is the sequence. Darth Vader, Obi-Wan.
Yeah.
Darth Vader starts, "I've been waiting for you, Obi-Wan. We meet again at last. The circle is now complete. When I left you, I was but the learner. Now, I am the master."
Only a master of evil darts, yeah.
When they last saw each other, it was in the Obi-Wan series. And
yeah, 10 years ago. Although Obi-Wan bested him again in the Obi-Wan series, so I guess maybe that's what he's talking about.
Still kind of.
They pointed out how often they actually met now because they just keep adding more meetings of them.
Right,
yeah. They kind of ruined some of the continuity a long time ago anyway.
Obi-Wan aged a heck of a lot in 10 years, too. But anyway.
But yeah, what was one of the first things that kind of got somewhat distorted? Oh, yeah, basically who taught who, right? Whenever you first see Phantom Menace, like Obi-Wan's... Qui-Gon. He's like, Qui-Gon's never been mentioned before. The only person that Obi-Wan ever mentions is in the originals is Yoda taught him, right?
Where the time that, you know, right at the beginning, Obi-Wan sees R2 or C-3PO, he's like, "I have no idea who these droids are." Yeah. You know?
Right. I don't seem to remember owning a droid.
Although they always give decent explanations, I think. Like, he was doing that on purpose, you know, just like he withheld pretty much everything from Luke anyway. Like, their whole relationship, the beginning of the relationship is all based on lies anyway.
From a certain point of view.
Right.
And C-3PO can't keep his mouth shut, and he didn't bother to just be like, "Ew, you just kissed your sister."
He had his memory erased.
Yeah, but I was going to say, wasn't his erased actually? Did they prove that or something between that time?
I think there was a line at the end of Revenge of the Sith where he was saying they would do that, didn't he? Was that my making that
up? I don't remember.
Where he said they would wipe their memory or something.
Well, R2... Something. R2's just R2, though. He doesn't say anything unless he wants to.
It's like he can't communicate very well, so they don't wipe his memory. He's the only person that remembers everything.
Adam, if you recall, it was only, not quite a year ago, because I think it was June, that we went and stayed at the Treehouse Villa, and we were disappointed that we cannot ride the boat. Well, once again, the boats are shut down. The river's too low.
I saw that.
Apparently, just don't go during the summer if you want to ride on the Sassy River.
Yeah, I'm like, is this a, is it a drought that's happening again? Like, I forgot last year they said it was because it hadn't rained enough or something.
Yeah.
I'm like, is this what happens all the time now?
I guess. You just can't count on it. So don't go during the summer. I guess one last thing before we wrap up. Did you all see the lighting package on Tiana's Bayou Adventure at night as it's getting to its closest end? What was your take so far? How excited are you on a 1 to 10 for Tiana's before we wrap up?
An 11. And it looks like Pandora should have looked at night.
Should have looked?
Well, I mean, you can't see it at night anymore because Animal Kingdom closes at 2:30 in the afternoon now. So, sorry.
Okay.
What about
so you never really see Pandora at night anymore. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
That's my point.
Oh, yeah, it's doing what it's intended to do, you know, like have that, what would we say, the Firefly feel or whatever you want to call it.
There you go. That's a good way to say it.
But, yeah.
All right. Well, I'm very excited. I think it looks beautiful.
Yeah.
9 out of 10 for me. I'm ready for it. Maybe by this time next week when we record, we will have a date. That's what we're hoping for.
Yeah, maybe it'll be solid. They'll probably do it like the day we release this.
Right.
That's what we need. But
that's how it usually works.
Until that day comes, what's next for us? How can you stay in touch? Figure out where we're at.
Figure out where we are? Well, there's always Facebook, Twitter, or excuse me, X. I do that every once in a while. And Instagram, that is all at TWTM Podcast. We have a Spreadshirt store. We can find our exclusive TWTM merchandise that is shop.spreadshirt.com/TWTM Podcast. And we have a YouTube channel, which you can find where, Adam?
Our website, travelingwiththemouse.com. You can email us podcast@travelingwiththemouse.com. And all those links and more for even travel agent friends are listed there as well.
So for John and Adam, this is Jason. This has been Traveling with the Mouse, and we hope you will join us on your next trip.
You know, it's great branding when you rename something X and everybody still wants to call it Twitter because...
Well, that's just because we're used to.
I use my FastPass on Twitter.
Right. It's what you're used to for
Fast
how long?
FastPass on Twitter. Yeah, it's a good example, too, of like, yeah, let's just change... S-pass. Why would we change something that makes perfect sense to something that makes no sense?
It always takes a while anytime you do a rebranding for it to catch on.
Right. Again, like MGM Studios, Hollywood Studios.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Took a while. Some people still haven't.
Just a couple.
Yeah. It's down to a couple at this point.
At least two I know of.
Right.
I mean, I still call it Anal Kingdom myself.
Anal Kingdom?
Well, if you position the photo just right. Yeah.
People are lining up for that shot now. Like, people are lining up for it every day to take the Anal Kingdom shot.
Well.
Of course.
I'm going to get my mom, not unbeknownst to her, next time. Just be like, stand right here, mom.
Oh, brother.
Damn.